Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Superintendent Dr. Mike Jorgensen about school levy funding. This is part two of a two-part interview. What are some changes that you think should be had when it comes to school levies in the state of Iowa?
A lot depends on what the state decides to do with the local option sales tax dollars. If they would remove that sunset of 2029 and extend the life of the sales tax dollars, then, you know, that really gives the schools a lot of flexibility in terms of their facility funding, because just like the PEPL, the physical plant and equipment levy, the silo is very similar. You can use the funds for just about the same thing. Once again, you cannot use them for salaries, but you can use them for your technology and your buses and your facility needs. So that gives us a lot of flexibility. So if they do remove the sunset on the local option sales tax dollars, I'm not sure they really need to change anything. If we don't have the local option sales tax dollars, then perhaps they're going to need to take a look at allowing maybe more for PEPL, or more districts are going to have to take a look at doing bond issues because once again, those facility needs aren't going to go away. Well, we still have them, but if we don't have the local option sales tax dollars to do it, then we're going to have to rely on those other funds more.
In January, you spoke to the legislators at a local legislative briefing that was had in Washington on behalf of Highland. I wonder, are you doing anything to reach out to the legislature on behalf of schools and levies?
I have always been an advocate politically for public schools. I've always attended those legislative sessions. I always go up once a year to the Capitol building during the legislative sessions and visit with legislators. I also email constantly to the legislators. I met with Kevin Kinney before the session started. So I am very, very active, probably more active than many superintendents in that capacity. But I think it's important. I think that advocacy is critical. What I specifically addressed in January at the legislative session was not in regards to levies. That was more in regards to the allowable growth. You know, we kind of knew the 1% allowable growth was coming, which, you know, we appreciate the 1%, but it as we visited earlier, it certainly doesn't cover, you know, the increased expenditures from year to year. So I had talked about what if they funded the 1%, but then gave the districts the option to levy for another additional 2 or 3%, and let that be a local control issue, and let the local communities decide if they want to have their property taxes raised so that they can sustain the educational programs and staffing of their schools. And that's what I specifically addressed in January with our local legislators.
What are your thoughts on the school voucher bill that has been proposed in the legislative session?
I believe in choice. I believe that school districts or parents should have the choice on whether they choose to send their kids to a public school, homeschool, or private school. But I do not believe that tax dollars should be used to fund private schools or homeschools. Those choices are private choices, and they should not be sustained with tax dollars. And I've always believed that, and I still believe that. Once again, I would never try to interfere with somebody having that choice, but I do not believe, and as a public school person, that would cripple the public schools if a portion of our money is being used to fund vouchers.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Highland Superintendent Dr. Mike Jorgensen. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.